back. We apologize for the technical difficulties. And like I said, we are back. Apologize for the technical difficulties, but callous remarks, Joe Stasek and Steve Callous. Back on the air, let's continue where the conversation left off, Stevie. We were talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the good things they did in the early first quarter. Dolphins hung around for a little while, but at the end of the day, that offense, just a little too much. Can that offense in Pittsburgh, are they good enough to go into KC and head to the AFC Championship game? Stevie there? Stevie? All right, we're still having some problems getting Stevie on the line. We'll hope to have him momentarily. I see him on the board, but for some reason, let me try him again. Stevie? Steve Callous? Not on the line. But we were talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, that game on Sunday afternoon, the early game before the Giants and the Packers took over. Steelers winning that one 30-12. They pulled away. Stevie, can you hear me now? Okay, having some technical difficulties getting Stevie on the line. Let me check in again with him if we can. It looks like he's on hold, but there's a little bit of a lost connection here. He is the my co-host. Stevie, you there now, brother? Says he can hear me, but Stevie, if you can hear me, hang up, try one more time, call back if you can. We'll try to get you back in right away and put you on. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. Steelers advance. They're heading to KC to play the Chiefs, who had a bye. The Chiefs do not handle the Steelers very well. Steelers pounded them in week 5 this year and earlier in the season. Of course, it was a regular season game. And let's see if we can bring Stevie Callous back in. Stevie, you there, my friend?
I am. Can you hear me?
There he is. How you doing, my friend? Sorry about that. Having some technical difficulties, but the star of the show is back, Steve Callous. I was just mentioning that the Steelers pounded the Chiefs earlier in the year, and they're going to KC again. I know Ben Roethlisberger had the walking boot on. He will play, and they looked like they were making quick work of the Dolphins early in the first quarter. Antonio Brown looked like no one was going to catch him the rest of the day, and then they slowed down a little bit, picked things up in the third quarter, and then they pulled away 30-12. Your impressions of their performance over Miami on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it bodes well for them next week. I think they can make a good run against the Chiefs and even threaten the Patriots in Foxborough. But if I told you the quarterback was 13-for-18 for 197 yards, two touchdowns, two picks, and he won, and the losing quarterback was 29-for-36, 289 yards, one TD, one pick. I think you would have flipped those stats. But, yeah, the three Bs are tough. And, you know, Antonio Brown on the slant, you know, Odell Beckham should turn on Antonio Brown highlights now, because if they're the two best receivers, I don't think it's really close. But Brown on the slant is Beckham on the slant, and he had those 50 and 62-yard touchdowns early in the game. You're right. But, you know, it was a game. I thought they'd hang around. They really adjusted. Jai, who had 200 and something yards the first time, 33 yards on 16 carries, so they obviously took it personally. But yeah, I think I'm not looking at the Big Ben 5-touchdown game as why they can beat Kansas City. I'm looking at the way they played last week. And don't forget, as you know, that game was in Pittsburgh, so that makes a big difference as well.
No, it absolutely does. Where do you think the Chiefs? I wouldn't know what to make of the Chiefs exactly. They have like 3/4 of a franchise quarterback and maybe 2/3 of a franchise coach. I'm not sure where that leaves them. Again, and they're playing against a team. Ben Roethlisberger been to 3 Super Bowls. He's won 2. We're a world championship winning coach. They play well on the road. I do think they give the Patriots the most trouble if they get to Foxborough. Where do you see the Chiefs in this game coming up this Sunday?
Well, if you're an NFC East guy like we are, then you always have that Andy Reid, good coach, butt problem. And Alex Smith, yeah, he's more than a game manager, and he can run a little, but although I agree, as you pointed out about 5 weeks ago, you know, Tyreek Hill, he's the wild card. He's the guy who can really change things. And I think if they get over the hump this week, I think it will be because of him. If he doesn't do something spectacular, I think Pittsburgh has a big chance to win, even though they're on the road.
I agree. Real quickly, we'll touch on the worst game of the weekend and real quick before we look ahead. The Raiders and the Texans, Connor Cook looked like Connor Cook, his first NFL start in a postseason game. His receivers did not help him out much. Osweiler's getting a lot of accolades, although he was somewhat pedestrian, 14 of 25, $1.68. Texans win without J.J. Watt. Their defense, you know, Clowney had a field day with Cook. Your thoughts on the Texans advancing, and can they make any noise, any kind of noise? They opened at 16.5-point dogs to New England next week. Can they do anything there in Foxborough?
I don't think so. You probably know that Jacoby Brissett beat them 27-0 early in the season in Foxborough.
Yes,
and I you know, much as I think 16 points is ridiculous, I think you have to take the Patriots. I know you took them a week ago or 2 weeks ago when they were 16-point favorites. But Brock Osweiler, you know, he had the I didn't see how the Raiders were going to score at all. Frankly, I'm amazed that they scored 14 points. I thought the Texans were the safest bet of the four. But certainly that's the only pick I liked a lot. The other ones, not so well. I thought Miami could hang, and they did until they got buried. And I thought Detroit could hang, and they did until they got buried. So I'm going to look forward to next week now, because I know we only have a few minutes left, or I think we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, we've got 8 minutes left.
Yeah, but I'm going to take – well, 1-3 last week, terrible, obviously. Love the Texans. The other three, I don't know. I thought, you know, they were decent picks. Did go 3-0 in the college game. I think you probably did, too. But in those three playoff games, maybe we'll have to do a special college show next year for gamblers.
Yeah.
And with an outright win, you know, again, I'm not like a Vegas guy, but that would have been a game. You're getting 7, 7.5. That would have been a game to bet Clemson outright to win because of last year. Again, I always go back to last year. And don't forget, Williams didn't play last year, but we're past that now. I'm going to take the Seahawks +4.5 against the Falcons. I think this is going to wind up being a shootout, even though the Seahawks are supposed to have a really good defense. I'm not an over-under guy. 51 is kind of high, but I think they could get there. But I'm going to take the Seahawks, and I think they can win outright. Part of that is my season-long pick before the season, before the playoffs. Part of that is the Falcons don't have a very good defense. Part of that is Jimmy Graham was persona non grata last week, and I don't think he will be this week. But I did see, as you recall, that Falcons-Raiders, and that was a shootout, Falcons 38-35 in Oakland. So I haven't seen the Falcons be really for real to me, just as I'm still shaky on the Cowboys being really for real. So I'm going to go Seahawks +4.5. Steelers +2, I think they can win outright. Packers +4, I think they can win outright. But I am going to bow to Bill Belichick and Jacoby Brissett and that other quarterback they have that's playing now. And I'll take the Patriots -16 I have in the Tuesday New York Daily News. Because, again, if you win 27-0 with Jacoby Brissett, you should be able to win by more than 16 with Tom Brady. And, you know, they're still looking for Bear. This is still the Tom Brady Deflategate revival tour to me.
And they're
just trying – I think Tom wants to not shake Roger Goodell's hand when they give him the MVP of the Super Bowl. I think that's Tom Brady's wish. Will he blow off Goodell? That's what they're all hoping for, at least up in New England. So, yeah, I'll take the three dogs – all of whom I think can win outright, and I'll take the Patriots -16 over the Texans. How about you?
Amazing. I got the same board, brother. Well, the Pats, you know, they're my standard pick every week. You know, they could be given 26 out of principle. I'd take them. I would rather not give 26, but I'll give the 16.5 to a Brock Osweiler. I do think the Seahawks can win on the road. I think the Steelers can win on the road, and I think the Packers can win on the road. And with those lines, you know, points don't come into play as much as people think. I think those games could be outright winners. I went 1-3 last week, too. I believe my only win, I had Pittsburgh because I just thought the line was too high. I had the Raiders, too. Don't ask me why. I took Connor Cook in a game. But and I had the Lions, too. I thought they could have kept the game at least, you know, a little closer than that. But shows you what I know. But thank God for college at least hooked us up a little bit and saved us from total embarrassment. But, yeah, I like the same picks you do. I think the Pats roll and they don't take their foot off the gas. And I know that's Belichick's former offensive and defensive coordinator for the Texans, Romeo Crennel and Bill O'Brien. You hearing anything down there in Houston why Bill O'Brien might not be that happy and wants to move on? By the way, I wanted to ask you that.
You know what? I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess he doesn't have a quarterback in Bill O'Brien.
Yeah,
quarterback coach.
That's what I tell people. He doesn't have a quarterback.
Quarterback coach for Tom Brady, knows the league well, wants to go to the Super Bowl, doesn't just want to win his division for a right to lose to New England next week. That would be my biggest concern, because if you look at that, if you're like the Jets coach, whoever the Jets coach is, I know Bowles is staying, what are you looking at? If you wake up in the morning and you don't have a quarterback, you're in such a hole unless you have a Denver-like defense. And, oh, by the way, they didn't even make the playoffs this year. I think if you're a coach – and you want to be a big-time winner, you might want to disassociate yourself from the team with no quarterback and hope someone will hire you to be for a team with a quarterback, because that is, you know, by far the most important position on the field in the NFL. We've seen that over the years. You know, Trent Dilfer, an exception to win a Super Bowl. A bad Peyton Manning, an exception to win a Super Bowl. But generally speaking, and he's the quarterback guru, so I think that's part of the reason.
No, I agree with you there. We have about 3.5 minutes left. Let's chat a little bit about the marquee game. It's the Sunday 4:40 game. Packers and Cowboys. You have Aaron Rodgers, who's, again, started the comeback tour in Philadelphia and has reeled off an unbelievable streak. They haven't turned the ball over in like 3 years, it seems like. He's got 40 touchdowns. Playing against a team that's 13-3, really they were 13-2, that lost to the Eagles, inconsequential the last game of the year. Cowboys, I do not like rookies in big-time games, and I know you can say that, well, he's not quite a rookie, he's played a long season. It's his first game of the postseason, level of play is a little different. Aaron Rodgers has a ring on his finger, looking to go for another. He's the hottest guy around. They don't run the ball very well, and, of course, you have Zeke Elliott, also another rookie. You do have a very experienced offensive line, and you have some other weapons there. How do you see this game playing out? Can the Cowboys, you know, flip that switch, turn it on again like they've been, as good as they've been all year, or are they ripe for the pickings here?
I don't know, because to me they essentially haven't played in 3 weeks. Ezekiel Elliott will not have played in 3 weeks. Dak, you know, kind of went through the motions for a half, and I think this is a good spot for the Packers. If the Giants were here, I think I would like the Giants, and of course since they had beaten them twice, everybody would have liked the Giants. But I think their defense can't do what the Giants defense did, and the Giants defense only did it for 27 minutes. So I think when Rodgers starts being Rodgers, I think it's a very tough thing. And as great as these rookies are, and you're right, they're not rookies. They've been through a season. But the playoffs, guess what? They're rookies for the playoffs. So do I think Dallas can win? Absolutely. But I like the Packers. I'll take the points. You take your chances with Aaron Rodgers. And they're hotter than a pistol. And what they did to the Giants defense in the second half is something they should put on a time capsule somewhere, because it was pretty embarrassing. So I can the Cowboys go all the way to the Super Bowl? They can. But I don't think they've shown us enough to really say, yeah, they're the ones. So I'm going with the Packers straight up again to win the game.
Got about a minute 30 left, Stevie. Here's the situation, because I agree with you, and good quarterback play. You need it in the postseason to advance, survive in advance, win anything. But do you not also have to run the ball a little bit? Can you rely just on Aaron Rodgers? I guess New England does it. Of course, their short game's a little bit of an extension of their passing game. They do have LeGarrette Blount, 13 touchdowns this year. Can they do it alone on the back of Aaron Rodgers? Jordy Nelson, the collapsed lung and whatnot. We've got about a minute left. But can they just be one-dimensional?
Well, I think they're pretty much going to wind up being one-dimensional, because the Cowboys are very good against the run. They're 23rd in the league against the pass, and the Packers are a passing team. Will they try and run? Yeah, I think they will, and I like that Christian they got him from the Seahawks, right? Everyone talks about how he's, he's gone from team to team, but my goodness, he's a good hard runner. So they might try something, but it's going to come down at the end of the day to whether Aaron Rodgers can be Aaron Rodgers. Jordy Nelson, the last report I heard is he's questionable. He's not definitely out. He's not definitely in. He's not going to practice tomorrow, but they hope to practice the end of the week. If he can get out there, they want him out there as a decoy, if nothing else.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be essentially one-dimensional, and I still think they can win that way.
And we got. I don't mean to cut you up. We got to run, my friend. It's a good dimension to have if you're the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Stevie, great talking to you as always. We'll catch you next Tuesday right here with Callis Remarks, Joe Stazak, and Steve Callis. Thank you, everybody.